Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we set aside Italy's love of pizza and embark on a tour of Naples, a destination famed for its pasticcerias. Our guide is Monocle's Ben Rylan.
To many a culinary-minded traveller, the city of Naples is synonymous with just one dish – pizza. That's not without reason. Despite the foolhardy robbery that's seen the doughy staple transformed into flaccid fast food the world over, a typical Neapolitan pizza remains one of life's greatest pleasures. And in this city, a good pizza is often as easy to stumble upon as a big red bus in London. The price is largely the same too. What many visitors are simply unprepared for, however, are the sweet Neapolitan treats that line the windows of bakeries or pasticcerias all over the city. Arrive in early March and you'll likely find the city blossoming in a peculiar shade of yellow. It's around this time that the famous mimosa flowers are in bloom and, with the 8th of March marking International Women's Day, a fondly held tradition sees bouquets of bright yellow mimosa given to women and girls. The mimosa flowers are, of course, lovely. But for a sweet tooth, the mimosa cake is even better. It's often a vaguely dome-shaped sponge with thin layers of cream, flavoured with liqueur, and covered in the crumbs of the yellow sponge, giving it the appearance of its namesake flower. If you've spotted mimosa cakes in the windows of old Naples, chances are you'll find a pastiera perched quite close by. Both are traditional dishes at this time of year, with pastiera taking center stage at Easter. Some people describe this as being a bit like a tart, but I think it has more in common with an American pumpkin pie. The filling is made from cooked wheat, eggs, and ricotta cheese, but the key ingredient is the addition of orange blossom water, a magic potion that gives pastiera all the floral charms of the Bay of Naples. For the city's best pastiera, look no further than Pasticceria Fiore in the heart of the city. But be careful to save some room for the other baked treasures too. Caprese, a chocolate and almond cake. Babà, a small rum-soaked cake with an unusual buoyancy, often shaped like a mushroom. And Polacca, a light brioche-like cake with custard cream and black cherries. Italians are disproportionately adept at crafting all manner of elegant, sweet creations. An English tourist might struggle to comprehend a typical Italian breakfast, often little more than an espresso and a sweet biscuit. But pop into any of the city's favourite pasticcerias, and you'll struggle to leave with any space left in your belly. Indeed, when it comes to the cakes of Naples, there is no wrong choice. But for a truly Neapolitan experience, a treat so unique, you'll almost certainly struggle to find one worth its weight in sugar beyond the Campania region, make a beeline for Sfogliatelle Attanasio, conveniently located near the Piazza Garibaldi. The hint at this pasticceria's specialty is in the name. A sfogliatella is shaped a bit like a shell, covered in very thin layers of pastry, filled with a special custard and pieces of candied orange. Any attempt to crown the best of Naples' sweet treats would be a fool's endeavour. Food has been a serious art form here for centuries, and that very American trope of sweets somehow constituting a guilty pleasure remains utterly foreign. How, after all, could a beautifully constructed baked treat carry any such guilt? To bear witness firsthand to just how serious a business Neapolitan baking can be, wander over to Cambrinos, a beautifully regal 19th century pasticceria in the shadow of the city's royal palace. The prices here are noticeably steep, but dishes are served with a special kind of prestige and glamour, reminiscent of a bygone era of Italian opulence. At the tail end of such a sweet tour, one might expect one's trouser size to have expanded an inch or two. Well, while I certainly won't claim to have decreased in size, there is something to be said for what's often casually defined as the Mediterranean diet. Italians are among the slimmest in Europe, and while there are plenty of indications that the encroachment of fast food might soon change that, the culture of eating in Italy bears little resemblance to the overstuffed habits of crude convenience in Britain or the United States. Eating in Italy is a celebration. It's an opportunity to be with friends and family and appreciate the pleasures of daily life, of which, in this part of the world, there are very many. For Monocle, in Naples, I'm Ben Rylan.
This has been episode number 126 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Ben for the tour in Naples. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.